It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. What do Puget Sound orcas need? They need food, especially salmon. Four Republican state senators and a representative held a media briefing on salmon hatchery legislation aimed at saving the orcas.
I'm joined here today by Senator Doug Erickson, by Representative Luann Van Werven, myself, State Senator Ann Rivers, by Senator Shelley Short, and by Senator Ron Muzal. We're all here today because we care deeply about what's happening with our fisheries in Washington State. For many, many years, we've heard arguments about salmon and fishing in general and who gets what. There's been a battle between recreation and sport fish. We have now serious concerns about the orca and its ability not only to survive, but really thrive in our waters. And so So I'm carrying forth the work that has been the ongoing efforts of Senator Erickson and Representative Luann Van Werven. It is my goal that we stop talking about fish and fighting over who gets fish and make enough fish so that we don't have to fight over fish anymore. I think this is kind of it's a little bit of a different approach. Last year, we spent a lot of time talking about orcas and sort of nibbling around the edges at what we could do to help them survive. We talked about limiting whale watching, limiting recreational boating opportunities, these kinds of things. But what the orca needs more than anything else is food to eat. And we can't wait on this. So I'd like to turn it over to Representative Van Werven to offer some comments, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good. Thank you. So Luann Van Werven from the 42nd Legislative District, and I am proud to be sponsoring the House Bill 2741, which would provide for a feasibility study to determine if a Alaska-style fish hatchery, salmon hatchery, would be possible. And we are looking at a Bellingham waterfront site. We had the opportunity this last summer to visit Juneau, Alaska, where we saw in person how this model can work. And it is it's a relatively new concept for the state of Washington, but it has worked exceedingly well up in Alaska. And so we are looking to provide a private nonprofit, a public partner partnership with the state in order to provide for abundant salmon in our waters. And we just even, Seattle Times today had an article about we fear another southern resident orca whale has disappeared. And so we are in the position right now what Alaska was in the early 70s, and we have the opportunity to try to turn that around. And so this model that we are talking about, we believe that can happen. And in Bellingham and Whatcom County area, there's already a nonprofit organization set up working with numerous stakeholders who care about this issue. So with that, I will just turn it over to my senator.
Thanks, Luann. Thank you. Hi, Doug Erickson, State Senator from Whatcom County. So in 1995, I think was the year, I was finishing up my master's in environmental policy. And one of the things we studied up there in the environmental movement was how to take a popular issue, like saving the orcas, and then attach it to something that's not quite as popular. So in this example, it would be tearing out the Snake River dams. So one of the things we're seeing right now in Olympia are people coming forward saying, we really want to save the orcas. And everybody agrees with that. It's a great icon for the Northwest. But some people are trying to link it to an idea that's not very popular with the people of Washington State, which is dam removal, which would impact our electricity grid and our ability to move products on that navigable waterway we have. So my view, and what the two gentle ladies have come up with, is a solution that says, let's take a popular issue, save the orcas, and let's combine it with a popular issue, which is putting more fish in our waterways for recreational catch, for commercial catch, both tribal and non-tribal, so we can get back to the days when you go out fishing in Puget Sound and actually catch salmon. which would be a great thing for our rural tourism, for the economy, and just for our quality of life. And so really what is awesome about this legislation in front of us is we take a model that we know works, the Alaska Hatchery Model System, we bring it down to Washington State, we work with our friends at the National Marine Fisheries Service to be able to have a policy in place that works to meet EPA standards, Environmental Protection Act, and endangered species list, listings for those salmon, make it work, put more fish in our waterways, give people more recreational opportunities, also put salmon out there to feed the orca. So this is truly what we call a win-win solution going forward for Washington, and one that I think we can get bipartisan support for. We already do have bipartisan support for, because whether you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green, you like to go fishing with your kids and you like to catch fish. So this is a good bill going forward, and I really applaud people for bringing it forward this year, and hopefully we'll get some good momentum behind it.
Thank you so much. Great to be here with you today and my colleagues. I'm Senator Shelley Short from the 7th District, and you'd wonder what a person from Eastern Washington would have in caring about this issue. You know, we also represent the entire state of Washington, and orcas are just as special to me and to my district in Eastern Washington as it is for the folks in Western Washington. What I want to touch on today is just the tour that we took up in Juneau, Alaska. And, you know, part of the thing that we hear all the time is maintaining genetic diversity, all of those things when it comes to salmon and making sure our hatcheries are productive, but they're not impactive. What Alaska did, and it's quite remarkable, is they actually looked for areas in Alaska where fish were not currently present. And what they did is they actually imprinted those smolts when they, at those releases, instead of releasing them all in one site, they would actually release them throughout the area, but in areas where fish weren't currently. So what they have found over time is those fish are imprinted to go back to those areas and don't end up, you know, being an issue for the fish that they're currently trying to work with. I think it's a dynamic approach that really what it does is takes the importance of maintaining our diversity in our salmon populations, protects that, but really shows in areas where we have areas where we can move those salmon populations to in a way that does both. It was an incredibly impressive trip and operation for them. They've learned a lot. We can take learning from them and not have some of the challenges that they did initially. And so I think there's a well-worked thing. The other thing I would say, it really parlays into the Hatchery Task Force that I was a member of. And what we learned in that is that there's tremendous participation by the state government, by the tribal governments, by the federal government. And so any solution like this or any project like that is going to go through that robust review. I think we have an opportunity to do something for the orcas that is quite incredible. And really it is that food. It is the fish that they need to survive. And we think it's a really legitimate way to get there. And just appreciate your time today. Senator?
I'm Ron Mazzal. I'm the senator from the 10th District, which represents Island County and the deltas of both the Skagit and the Stillaguamish River. The history of salmon to the native population and for those who lived all our lives there is extremely important. I grew up catching 30-pound kings that were headed up the Skagit River. These things are not there anymore. This history, this legitimate ancestral home to these fish. This is a novel approach for Washington State, but it's not novel for Alaska. And in agriculture, we're always looking to adapt to things somebody else is doing that has been successful. This is a prime example of something that was perfected somewhere else that we can bring into Washington State that's going to have a multiple systematic approach to solving this issue which we're wrestling with. And I realize that sometimes novel things have pushback originally, but this is one of those things that we can look at and hopefully in the future say this was a great thing that we adapted to fit our environment. And maybe someday this is just a part of that, that my grandkids can say this allowed us to relive that history and culture that everybody used to talk about. I've been pulled into this not only because of the tent's location to this. This is a great opportunity to use resources that are already there to implement this plan. But I've got to know some of the people that are involved who are promoting this. This really comes at a real gut level approach. And I appreciate and respect the kind of people that are involved looking at coming up with a solution to this problem. Thank you.
At this time, if you'd like to ask any questions, we're happy to do our best to answer them.
The state of Washington has a lot of experience with hatcheries. Why not simply build another state hatchery?
So there is discussion that is ongoing about building another state hatchery, but here's what we know for sure as we look at the budget for WDFW, and that is it is always under attack because there's no constitutional mention of WDFW or fish. And so what we are hoping to do is create a system that can be self-financing. I think we've been cutting our fish production over time to the point where we're beginning to really see it in the boat. And so if we can create a system of funding that assures stable and ongoing money for the department, we can assure that we can keep a healthy, vibrant fish economy, if you will, on solid ground.
President Member?
Yes.
When you spoke, you mentioned the likely death of L-41. Mm-hmm. When you first saw that, what was going through your heart?
Well, of course, I've grown up in the Pacific Northwest, so, you know, the whole culture of our orca whales is very meaningful to me. And so when I saw that in the news article this morning, my first thought was, okay, if the abundance of salmon, the lack of food is the problem, then we have the opportunity to step forward and do what we can do to provide abundant salmon population in the waters of Washington. And so that's why I am so glad to be a part of this project, because I do believe that we have a chance to make a difference for orca whales, for the partners that we're going to work with, whether it be DFW, the tribes, the technical colleges. I mean, we have a great opportunity here, and I think we should do whatever we can. Thank you.
There are many folks who want to see the orcas restored who do, as Representative Erickson say, want to breach some of the dams. Why is this an either or? Why not do this, but also exploring breaching dams if that would also help?
So here's our problem. The fish, orcas can't wait. Even if we were to begin the dam breaching process today, we can imagine the way that things move through our courts. It's a 15 to 20 year battle. And we've been told by wildlife experts that our orcas have maybe 10 or 12 years to extinction. So this is something that we can do today. We can get the ball rolling today that can provide dividends far more rapidly than the breaching of a dam. But I want to be very clear, this isn't about doing one thing or another. This is about acting now to save the orcas. Is there anyone else who wants to?
I'd like to add something to that. If you look at the other orca populations that end up wintering along our coastline, they don't spend their entire time in the Puget Sound. They end up doing remarkably well. They don't have the issues that the orca pod that lives continuously in the Puget Sound waters do. And I think that points to the importance of getting at the food source. That's what they're seeing. They don't have the weight and their ability to sustain themselves. So I think that kind of gives us a roadmap to suggest that this is actually quite monumental. And I agree with the good senator. Time's of the essence. We need to take this and have something that we can actually replicate now. I'm really excited about it.
I'd like to speak to the orca. The original pod and the capture of the pod occurred in Penn Cove. Our farm sits on the northern shore of Penn Cove. I saw them that morning herding the whales into Penn Cove. When I got home from school that night, I was in second grade. My mom said, "You did see that this morning," and we went down and watched the process. As the capture was taking place in Penn Cove, they hauled a few calves out and transported them to Seattle on trucks instead of on boats and the like. And one of those calves was loaded down at the boat landing. And my dad held me up so that I could pet that calf. Now, my understanding is that Lolita was one of those that was transported. I don't know that that was her. Why I'm relating this story is that I've got a connection like no other to the pods in Puget Sound. It took 40 years for those whales to come back into Penn Cove regularly. We're seeing them now. We're seeing them, and some of them are more transient, but some of them are residents who are coming back into areas that they were captured in the early 70s. These animals have a long institutional memory. That's the reason they're returning now. We need to do everything we can to help them survive. I think that this is part of the process, and I realize this is novel. There will be some pushback, but we don't have 15 years to do something. We have to react now. We have to see that these mammals who have a long institutional memory, who are contained in family units, have the ability to survive, and they need those salmon to survive. This is a part of, but can be reacted to quicker, that solution. So I personally have a connection. I think that this is a great direction to go.
And sir, your thoughts on the death of L41, and what is that telling you?
We got a problem. We got to do something. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things that we can do. This can be agreed upon. We can set forward a process that really and truthfully doesn't have to be delayed into perpetuity because of bureaucracy. This is something we can do now if we can get everybody on board and to address why isn't this just a state thing. This will stand on its own long term. In Alaska, this is a cooperative process between fishermen, and it's supported through that. So this is not this has a sustainability model because it isn't reliant on state funding, and this is why it is so important that the process be instituted as it is now. Thank you.
So, Essex, just to hit really quick on your question about the Snake River dams and why not do all of it at once, I think the science isn't there, number one. To support taking out the Snake River dams, to support orca whales, I don't think that approach would help, whether short-term or long-term. If you go look at the amount of salmon escaping through the dams right now, the survival rate is very good in the Washington State Snake River Dam scenario. Also, the amount of resources, money it would take to be able to take out those dams and then rebuild all of our roads around those dams would be in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, which could be reinvested back into much more high quality habitat restoration and hatchery programs throughout the state, which give you a much bigger bang for your buck and a much higher yield. So that's why I don't think just doing everything's important. Doing things smart, I think, is very important. And this proposal is smart. Taking out the dams, I think, would have a lot of other consequences that most people aren't really aware of in terms of energy production, road construction, and just harm to the economy in general.
Thanks again for coming today. Thank you for my terrific colleagues. I think this just shows that when we stand together, there's nothing that we can't accomplish. And I think saving the orcas, making sure that our tribal brethren have plenty of fish, as well as our commercial and recreational fishermen have plenty of fish, I think these are all good and noble things for us to do. And I'm hoping that we can get this done in this legislative session. The orcas just can't wait.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.